The hymn writer says, "Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands." You know the law has demands, right? The law demands of you that you perfectly work out the law, act it out, and handle it perfectly. It has demands. It puts those demands upon you. And the hymn writer gets it correct. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill your law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. You must save, and you alone. Doesn't matter how much zeal you put to it. Go after the law with everything you've got. Give it the passion a football player would, or another athlete, an Olympic athlete. Go after the law with everything you've got. It won't matter. Doesn't matter how hard you try. All the zeal you put to it, you will not live the law perfectly. You and I have so much sinful thought and sinfulness running through our minds. We don't even know it all. R.C. Sproul said, "If God were to show us all of our sin at once, we would disintegrate." I expect that's probably true. He even says, "Could my tears forever flow?" Can you cry enough tears to deal with the demands of the law? Will your tears alone bring enough for your forgiveness, for your imperfections according to the law? You get what it's saying, right? You don't have enough emotion in you to deal with the demands of the law. He says, all for sin could not atone. All of this, all of what we've just talked about for sin could not atone. You must save, O God, through Christ, and you alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your cross I cling. That's how you ought to come to the table this morning. Not clinging on to anything from yourself, but clinging to the cross. Coming and thinking about what Christ has done on the cross. You may be disappointed today. You may be discouraged. You may think life is stinky. You may think you would just like to do away with the whole thing altogether and just be done with it. But if you have repented and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save you from your sin, you can profess that truth and you can confess your sin before your one and only high priest, and he will forgive you your sin. Come to the table and think rightly. Now, this table is open to anyone who has repented and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save them from their sin. You've been biblically baptized and you are a member of a local church in good standing. Come to the table. But if you're here today and you've never repented and believed in the Lord Jesus, you need to think about your need for Christ. You need to think about your need to repent and believe in Him to save you from your sin. When you see this bread come by, if you're not a Christian, you need to think wisely and recognize that Christ lived a perfect life in body, and His body was broken. When you see this cup come by, you need to look and you need to see that Christ Himself shed His blood on the cross. You need to think about the shed blood of Christ. For if it were not for His shed blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. How are you forgiven of your sin? Because Christ shed His blood. How are you an heir through blood? You're an heir through the shed blood of Christ. That's the only blood that makes you an heir in the kingdom of God. If you're here as Christians, think about being fellow heirs in Christ and come to the table and be thankful for His broken body and His shed blood. We've got four men. We'll ask those four men to come and join me here this morning. As they come, we'll give thanks. Heavenly Father, we praise You for all that You've done through Your Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask as we take the bread, Lord, that You would cause us to think rightly about the perfect life of Your Son, and that His body was broken, whipped and beaten, and put onto a cross. We ask as we drink the cup, that by Your Spirit You would cause us to think rightly about the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. That You would give us a heart of thanksgiving, that we would truly be thankful that Christ shed His blood for the forgiveness of sin. By the power of Your Spirit, we would confess our sin to the Lord Jesus and ask forgiveness and think wisely about our need for Christ. We thank You for the time at this table. May it be glorifying unto You. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. As the bread comes, we take it individually as Christ died for individuals. And then after that, when the cup comes by, we ask that you hold that and we'll drink all together at the end as Christ died for the church. Thank you. Through his blood, we are fellow heirs in his kingdom. God's people said,